All people respect and even worship their ancestors, for it is real ancestors, not supernatural gods, that hold the key to understanding life. Of all living things born, the majority die before they come of age. Of the minority that survive and breed, an even smaller minority will have a descendant alive 1,000 generations from now. This tiny minority of a minority is all that future generations will be able to call ancestral. Ancestors are rare. Descendants are common. All living things can look back at their ancestors and make the following proud claim. Not a single one of our ancestors died in infancy. They all reached adulthood, and every single one was capable of finding a partner and bringing at least one child into the world. Not a single one of our ancestors was killed by an enemy, or by a virus, or through accident before being able to reproduce. Thousands of our ancestors' contemporaries failed in one of these respects, but not a single solitary one of our ancestors failed in any of them. Since all living things inherit all their genes from their ancestors, rather than their ancestors' unsuccessful contemporaries, they tend to possess successful genes. They have what it takes to become ancestors, and that means to survive and reproduce. That is why living things tend to inherit genes with a decided tendency to build a well-designed body that actively works as if it is consciously endeavoring to be an ancestor. That is why birds are so good at flying, fish so good at swimming, monkeys so good at climbing, viruses so good at spreading. That is why we love life and children. It is because we all, without a single exception, inherit all our genes from an unbroken line of successful ancestors. Do not misunderstand the above paragraph, however. You might be easily led to think that when ancestors did successful things, the genes they passed on to their children were, as a result, improved compared to the genes they had received from their parents. Something about their success made their genes better, and so that is why their descendants are so good at flying. Wrong. Genes do not improve in the using of them. They are just passed on, unchanged. It is not success that makes good genes. It is good genes that make success. And nothing an individual does during its lifetime has any effect whatever upon its genes. Those individuals born with good genes are the most likely to grow up to become successful ancestors. Therefore, good genes are more likely than bad ones to get passed on to the future.